It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, in for Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Thank you to everybody who contributed during the fall membership drive. More than 6,800 listeners pledged, including almost 1,800 sustaining pledges. And we welcome over 1,800 new members to WPR. You donated over $744,000 to help fund the WPR programs you count on. Thank you. Coming up, the news yesterday that a Dallas nurse has contracted Ebola has reignited fears of the disease. We look at how that kind of fear is affecting cultural behaviors both here and in West Africa.
First, today is the last day of the St. Louis campaign, Ferguson October. The four-day event marks 2 months since white police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed unarmed African-American teen Michael Brown.
Since that Michael Brown shooting, another African-American teen was shot and killed by an off-duty St. Louis police officer. The police department says it was in response to gunfire from the teenager. Those families said he was unarmed.
Ferguson October has included music and prayer events, and an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 person protest took place on Saturday in St. Louis. Today is the last day of the campaign. It's being called Moral Monday. With us from St. Louis is Emmanuel Berry. She is a culture and diversity reporting fellow at St. Louis Public Radio. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
It's good to have you along. First of all, tell us what sorts of events have taken over or have taken place over the past 3.5 days. And if you could, tell us what led up to this Ferguson October event taking place.
So over the past 3 days, there have been so many different types of events. The bigger ones that have drawn large crowds have been rallies during the day. So there were around 3,000, a little bit under on Saturday in downtown St. Louis. They marched through downtown St. Louis and shut off traffic. But that was a coordinated effort. Police were kind of aware and helping guide that. There was a rally the day before at the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, Bob McCullough's office. And McCullough is the one who is overseeing the case regarding Darren Wilson, the officer who shot Michael Brown. But there have also been smaller things like prayer sessions. There have been hip-hop concerts. Yesterday there were also a lot of dialogue events. So it's also been a time for reflection. But on top of that, there's also been nightly protests and acts of civil disobedience. On Saturday, there were several arrests made after a group of protesters marched to a gas station, and they refused to disperse when police asked them to, and there were several arrests made. So there's been kind of civil actions of civil disobedience taking place throughout the weekend as well, and Monday today has been the big day for that. And this was all kind of led up to by a lot of groups after the death of Michael Brown formed. There were a lot of organizations that were created. Hands Up United, MAL is another organization, as well as long-established organizations in the St. Louis area. And a lot of them have taken on leadership roles within this movement. A lot of them are young activists. And Ferguson October was really a way to bring people from all over the United States, was their idea, to bring them together to focus on this issue of what they're calling police brutality, as well as racial profiling, as well as the idea that Black Lives Matter. That's a theme that I think a lot of people would say is Black Lives Matter. That's what this all comes down to.
And so the goal of all these variety of events, ranging from protests, as you say, hip-hop concerts, marches, civil disobedience, all that, the goal basically then is to raise awareness of these issues that the shooting of Michael Brown seems to have highlighted and really raised in the public consciousness.
Yes, very much so. And I mean, I talked to people, they were expecting around 6,000 people for this weekend, and the numbers weren't quite there, closer to 3,000, as I said. But I met people who drove 17 hours from Massachusetts, who drove from Florida, people who flew from all over to come here. So it very much was a call for this to be a national action and a national conversation taking place about these issues. All centered around this idea that Black lives are important and Black lives matter, and that should be a conversation that we're having all over.
Was part of this just the sort of the focus of media attention? You know, Ferguson and Michael Brown was the focus for so much for a very intense period of time, and then the media, as it often does, moved on to other things, and that story started to fade. Was this an attempt to bring it back that way?
I don't know necessarily if that's what organizers were focused on in doing this. I can tell you, being here in St. Louis, that we haven't stopped covering it, and all of our local media hasn't stopped covering it, and there still has been small national media presence. And I feel like, in a way, in talking to some of the organizers and people on the ground, that it's definitely that's a possible side effect or like a side facet. But I think that their main goal in doing this wasn't like, we need to get the story out there, because a lot of them are still on the ground day to day, dealing with day to day protesting and doing all these other things. So I don't know how much that is on their minds when they were organizing this event.
Now, today was being billed as Moral Monday. You said earlier it was supposed to sort of be the big day. What kind of day is it turning out to be?
Oh, it's been a big day. So far, a total of 19 people have been arrested. There were two actions. There's been actions of civil disobedience taking place throughout St. Louis. So right now, people have stormed City Hall in downtown St. Louis. There's a crowd protesting inside of City Hall. Earlier this morning, there was a march from a church in Ferguson to the police department. Cornel West was actually arrested. It was a march with a bunch of other people, different clergy members from different church organizations, and a total of 13 people were arrested at that demonstration. There was also a small group that went and shut off traffic of about six people who stood in the middle of the street in Ferguson blocking traffic. And there's supposed to be more things planned for later today. So it's well organized that there are these different groups and these different factions, but it's very closed off. Media hasn't had any access to any of these plans. We've just kind of been chasing it.
So, yeah, that must put you in an interesting position. So this is supposed to be the last day, and then what happens tomorrow?
Yes, this is supposed to be the last day. And I think what happens tomorrow is that things continue, at least how they were in St. Louis before. Protests have continued here. People are still doing these acts of civil disobedience. People are still protesting and marching. The numbers just aren't as big. But I also think that this weekend was, like I said, really about bringing people here and having them take back what they saw here to their own communities and starting those conversations. I think, you know, the long run, the short-term goal is, you know, justice for Michael Brown. That's what a lot of people are fighting for. But once again, that long-term goal is to have sustainable change, to end racial profiling and police brutality. And I don't think protesters or people who are leading this or activists essentially know how to get there. And I don't think they think it's going to happen anytime soon. But I think that I've heard them say things like, I don't think that what I want from this movement is going to happen within my lifetime. But I'm here now, and I'm going to continue this fight as long as I have to.
So this could be the start of something, but we're not quite sure what just yet.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, Emmanuel Berry, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Have a good one.
We've been speaking with Emmanuel Berry, reporting fellow on culture and diversity at St. Louis Public Radio. Today is the last day of the campaign Ferguson October, which has included 4 days of protests in St. Louis.